We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Roop's Roundup. Jason Roop, my friend, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. And I am happy to have you on the air, as always, on Friday. What's going on around Richmond? I wanted to start with some of the events that are taking place in and around our capital city, because it seems like this is a big one.
Sure. Hey, John. Yeah, it's a big weekend. And I'd say, one of the things that gets people in the mood for this season is the pumpkin, the mighty pumpkin. I saw that the special, The Great Pumpkin, is going to be on TV soon. But out at Innsbruck, Pumpkin Palooza is happening tomorrow,
and
Saturday.
Is that a concert or just is this for adults or kids?
It is kids. This is if you need to run the kids' energy out. And it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lots of games. It's the 10th anniversary for it. And they really have it set up for, they have the bounce houses and pumpkin bowling and all kinds of pumpkin-themed games that the kids can play. And they can wear their costumes out there and get candy. And you pay, by the game. I think it's kind of like a carnival.
Yeah.
So, it's a fall festival out at Innsbruck. Very doable. It's a little bit less overwhelming than some of the big fest. When you think festivals downtown, it's not like that.
Yeah.
There's also this really cool event that's celebrating the 15th anniversary, and it's not necessarily an event. You can participate in it, or you can watch it, or you might just accidentally run into it. It's the Zombie Walk.
Oh, have you? God. This is in Carytown, right?
It's in Carytown. And what happens?
I just don't get the fascination with the zombies.
Yeah.
A lot of people really take this seriously. I've got
friends really do.
Who are going to professional makeup artists to do this thing. It's tomorrow, right?
It's tomorrow. It's like you've stumbled into a club, definitely. There are people who really look forward to this every year. And if you don't get into doing it, it's fun to just see. And it's an interesting experience. It's a little weird if you aren't expecting it. But the people will gather at Bird Park at 1 o'clock. And they all, they have prizes and they do pictures and all that. But then what takes it out into public is when they start at the Bird Theater and they will stagger down the sidewalk all the way west on Cary and then come all the way back down. So a lot of people just kind of stop and watch, and they act like zombies. They don't talk. They don't touch you, but they are funny, scary. You'll see families of zombies. And it raises money for the American Cancer Society. So it's all for a good cause.
So I can't be critical. It's just since it's for the Cancer Society, we'll give it a green light.
I watched it one time. It was fairly entertaining. But I think it might be more fun if you aren't expecting it. You're just out at out shopping in Carytown for the day, and you kind of
and
stumble
suddenly
into
a bunch
it.
Of zombies come at you. That sounds
yeah.
fascinating. It is a good Instagram thing, which makes pops up
over
the place.
And then out at the Richmond Raceway Complex, they're having another annual event, the Richmond Highland Games and Celtic Festival. That's going to be on both Saturday and Sunday, and I know they're calling for a little rain on Sunday, but it's rain or shine, they say. And they have, this is music all day, but then piping and drumming. There's harp and fiddle competitions. This is where you see the big guys that are throwing axes. Yeah, all that stuff.
Axes and the logs.
Mm-hmm. And there is a charge for this. There is a ticket price for this. But if you have kids, if they're 12 and younger, they can get in free. And, of course, the Raceway Complex knows how to do the whole parking thing. They're pretty experienced with that. So it's easy in and out. And,
find kilt?
Yeah, bring your kilt. You might have
bring
to wear something.
Wear it. Am I?
Well, that's up to you.
I've got a kilt someplace. It's been probably 10 years. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My family goes back to Scotland. The Robertson clan, the Reeds are in the Robertson clans, and my grandmother charted all this stuff out. And we used to go to the one in Alexandria, and then we always wanted to go to the one in North Carolina, Grandfather's Mountain, which I think is huge. But the first one here in Richmond, I think I was working at Channel 8, went to and had a great time, and I wore the kilt then, and that was when I was working out. So,
well, you know, you think
the
it'll
difference
still
between
fit?
Men and women is women don't like to get catcalled, and I did. I really enjoyed it. I was like, yeah, all right, I got it going on here.
Okay. Showing a little leg. Yeah. Well, you know, they used to have a, I don't know if they still do this, but they used to have a contest out there where they were, what is it, a ferret or something? They'd put down the pants. They'd put down the guy's pants. And you'd have to see who could stay the longest.
I don't remember that one.
But it was that was an interesting twist. And then we can end on some food. The Richmond Restaurant Week is going on. You and I got to sample a little bit of that earlier this week.
I know. I was glad to actually see you in person at Restaurant
Week. Yeah, that was fun.
People see each other all the time, and instead I just talked to you on the radio. We went to, what was it, Laura Lee's?
We went to Laura Lee's
and
had our fill for sure. And for people who don't know what's going on here, you can go to search for it. There's a website, Richmond Restaurant Week. It's almost 40 restaurants around town. I guess the best way to explain is it's a set menu. You pay a set price, and some of that will go toward Feed More, but most of the restaurants will give you courses, and you pick from a menu. And
well, it was very tasty, yeah. And I like that. And you know, Richmond's such a foodie city now. They say this is a chance to try out some of the places you might not normally.
Yeah, and it goes. Exactly, and it goes through Sunday. It's a good chance to just scroll through and just pick out a place you've heard about, but you haven't had a chance to go. And you know, and I would go ahead and if the place takes reservations, go ahead and call.
Yeah, block it in because it looked busy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's very
Jason
busy.
Jason Roop, always giving us good ideas. I appreciate it. The former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. Thanks as always.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.